Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am super excited. I've got an awesome guest. Her name is Kristen Joy. She is known as the Book Ninja, and I've met her at numerous conferences. I've seen her present. She's just awesome when it comes to writing books. So how are you doing today, Kristen?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I am fantastic. So what I like to do is get people to know my guests and kind of their origin story. So how did you go from somebody, 6 years old selling pet rocks to creating a vending machine in your locker to being unemployable to now this incredible book coach?
Well, I think I've always had some entrepreneurship in my blood because when I was six, I did start a company in my front yard called the Pet Rock Company. And I was shut down by my father because he claimed that I was going to sell too many rocks out of the driveway and, quote, rocks are expensive. And we're talking like regular gravel, right? If I had known enough to do math and tell him the ROI of what I was doing, I could have freaking like sold 10 rocks and bought an entire bag of gravel. That's a pretty good ROI. So I went from that to learning about ROI and tracking my expenses and whatnot with my vending machine out of my locker in junior high school, which was promptly shut down by the school after about 6 months of very successful business. And the week after it was shut down, they put a vending machine in the school. I was like, really, I should be getting commission off of that vending machine because I gave you guys the idea. but I had several other kinds of businesses in between. I mean, I painted scenes on rocks. I did crafts with my mom and shows. I did a handmade stationery that I would draw during math class because I was bored. And I think that's just it. You know, I had an overactive imagination that was bored and always looking for ways to make money. And so as I went to college and graduated and started my first official IRS reportable business, which was a stained glass business, I eventually found my way into publishing. And that was by a guy that I knew said, hey, I want to start a publishing company. Do you want to run it? I said, sure. And my ex-husband and I actually worked together to run his publishing company. And 9 months in, we stopped getting paid by the guy because he made some other business decisions in his other business that didn't go well.
Mm-mm.
And so we're like, hey, let's just start our own. We know how to do this. We know what's coming in. We know the finances. I was charging the client card, so I knew exactly, you know, what to expect. So we started our own company, and from there, I had people ask me to teach them how to start their own publishing companies. So rather than teach them, I did it for them because I honestly didn't know how to teach back then. And so I worked for other companies. I ended up starting 50 publishing companies. There's over 50, it's like 52, something like that. Three of those companies are companies that I've run myself. The rest of them were for other people. And as I worked on those companies, I also ended up publishing over 200 books and ebooks along the way. And finally, I realized, you know what? I can reach maybe 15 people a year by doing publishing companies for them. I can reach tens of thousands per year by teaching people how to do it themselves. So I shifted my business 2 years ago to start teaching and stop doing for. So I don't do publishing companies for other people anymore. I still have my own, and my specialty is teaching other people how to write, publish, and market books that are very high quality quickly so that they can make money as an author. And that's the gist of it.
So I know a lot of people, and I hear this all the time, I want to write a book. I've written four. I've learned how to do it. But a lot of people say, A, I'm not an author. B, I don't know anything about the industry. I don't want to go through the whole finding an editor and a publisher and all this other stuff. So when you're talking to people, how do you encourage them to say, get that book out of you?
Well, one of the things that I ask them is, how many times have other people said you really should write a book? If you're telling a story at an event or you're hanging out with your friends, like, man, that's such a good story. You really should write a book. You really should write it down. And you probably blow it off and go, eh, I don't know. It sounds like too much work. The fact is, it doesn't have to be a lot of work. Nowadays, people are very busy. Kindle's minimum is 2,500 words. That's like two decent length articles. So it really doesn't have to be that much to publish something on Kindle and call yourself a published author. Now, some authors might scoff at that and be like, oh, it's not a real book unless it's 300 pages long. But the fact remains that most readers don't read 300 pages worth of books unless they're novels. I mean, when you're talking nonfiction, most readers get stuck after the second chapter and put the book down. So making your book short and achievable to read very quickly makes it more likely that readers are going to actually read your book and use the information that you have. And something that Carrie Wilkerson actually taught me, she was one of my first business coaches, and it's always stuck with me to this day, which is to every third grader, the fourth grader is a god. Because most of the time what may get you hung up is, oh, I just don't really know if I have something worth saying. You know, I don't know if I have something that people are happy to listen to or want to pay for or want to read because I'm not an expert. Well, the fact is you are an expert. If you've ever told somebody else how to do something, or if you have a business and you tell people how to do stuff, you are an expert in something. And that is something that you can write down, monetize, put onto Kindle, put into print, use as credibility for yourself, and also have not only a passive stream of income there, but a lead-generating, you know, product to be able to bring people into your business from other methods and other ways. Amazon has billions of visitors every day that have their credit cards stored in the system. So why not have something on there for people to find? I mean, it's kind of stupid not to. If you're in business at all, then you need to have something on Amazon for people to come across to find. Some people find it happenstance. Some people, you'll need to drive traffic there as well. But just getting some of those people ready who already have this super easy system of one click where their credit card is charged, you make the money, they download your book, boom. I mean, it's such a no-brainer for readers to do that and for people to buy books nowadays. There's no reason why you shouldn't be using it.
Absolutely. So somebody wants to write a book. Talk about, you know, the core things that you tell people that they have to do. I mean, a book is, you know, a cover, it's the content, it's a table of contents, it's formatting, it's links if you're doing an ebook and all that kind of stuff. What are the things that the people need to think about before they start writing their book?
One of the things that they don't always think about that they should is their cover, of course, needing to be professional and their book being edited and readable. But beyond that, you need to actually think about, how am I going to get people there? How am I going to get people to read it? Because like I mentioned, yes, there's billions of people that go on Amazon and buy stuff every day. Well, at least millions every single day. I'm one of those. I buy something from Amazon almost every day. Many times it's books. But how I find books is by recommendations of other people most of the time. Or once in a while, it's walking into a bookstore, because I go into bookstores a lot, and seeing what's on the shelf. So having something that meets the quality and the credibility of the level of books that are being sold in bookstores is definitely essential. Most self-published books sell 75 copies total. Most of them. Think about how many friends and family you have. Mm-hmm. That's probably about 75 people. And in order to sell more than that, you need to think about your author platform, which is, how are you going to drive traffic to Amazon to buy your book? You know, is it going to be people from Facebook? Are you going to run ads? Are you going to create a community? And there's so many different things that you can do. But most of the time, authors think, okay, the writing was so hard, and I finally got it done. Oh, the publishing was so hard. I finally got it done. And then they stop there. And they don't even think about the marketing, or once they get into the marketing, they realize that was actually the hardest part of all, and so they want to give up. So it's very important to start the marketing when you start writing, and that's as simple as just teasing people on Facebook. You know, get on social media. If you're not on Facebook, you need to be on Facebook. I don't care if you're scared of it. Get over your fear and get on social media, because that's where people are. That's where your readers are. Talk about it. Talk about how many words you wrote today. Make people hold you accountable to your goals of getting your book done and out there. People will. They will start following you because you're doing something they always wanted to do and don't think they can do. So if you can do it, you suddenly become an instant celebrity. And that is how you start to build a tribe.
And you become a fourth grader, which is awesome. So I think that's really super cool. All right. What are some of the things that people miss when they're marketing their books? Because obviously, I mean, going through the process of developing the book, having it there and done. But what are some of the things that they need to think about? They need their own website. Do they need to do podcasts? Do they need to do webinars? I mean, what kind of things are what you're seeing as the best ways for people to market their books or ebooks?
The absolute best way is to build a community. And that's why I mentioned Facebook and why I'm such a big fan of Facebook. It makes building community fast, easy, and free. I mean, it's as simple as creating a Facebook group about your topic. I have a customer. She's actually one of my coaching clients now. And she was talking to me in one of her coaching sessions about how she wants to write books for caregivers. But there's really not very many Facebook groups and social media groups that help the specific target market of the specific kinds of caregivers she's going for. And she's like, well, maybe this is a sign I need to start one. I'm like, you think? You know, you obviously built an entire business around this, so there's people out there. And there are people aging, and there are people taking care of those people who are aging. So naturally, there's a need there that she can fill. And even if there's already Facebook groups out there on or LinkedIn groups or, you know, tweet chats or whatever on your chosen niche and topic, you still need your own. You need your own space. I created one back in the day when I first got started on Facebook called Candid Conversations on Everything Books. It's still alive. I've passed on the torch, so to speak, to other admins, and it's still running. So you can look it up, Candid Conversations. And it was designed to bring readers and writers together and just to create a community where writers could advertise their stuff and talk about their stuff. We had Free Ad Friday, which they still do. And so, you know, people could post ads. People could post questions about writing that readers could say, hey, I'm looking for this. Do any of you write this kind of thing? You know, it became a really cool community. And since then, I've grown my business to the point that my community is my Facebook page, where I do my advertising, and my Facebook groups, which are all paid, meaning that my customers who buy one of my products, if it's a training course, I have a Facebook group related to each series of training courses that I run. And that way I have a group of people already invested in me and my trainings, and I can pitch whatever I want to them that's, of course, related to what they're interested in. So it's kind of like building lists, only I don't control it. Facebook does. I mean, they could shut down groups tomorrow. So you also do need to build an email list as well. And to do that, just give away something free on your website and tie it to a system like MailChimp or Constant Contact or AWeber, you know, any one of those. I personally use GetResponse now, and I love it. It's really easy to use. And all of those, I mean, I recommend most authors just starting out who don't have a list building system to use MailChimp. It's easy, it's free for the basic level, and you can grow with it. And so I do recommend you start there. And so you definitely need something on a website somewhere, even if it's just one page that says, hey, this is me, and this is my book, and sign up for this free thing to get people on your list. Now, your free thing should not be a book. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, because if it's a part of your book or your an entire book, it's devaluing your book, first of all, and second of all, Amazon already gives away up to 20% of your book for free on the look inside feature. So please don't give away your book for free, because they're already getting it for free. Okay, so give away something else, like a helpful checklist or something like that. People love checklists, believe me. I've sold them. People will buy them like hotcakes. And so they'll, of course, sign up for them for free. I've given some away for free as well. So those are like the main essential things: a group on Facebook, a page on Facebook, a simple website with an opt-in to a list. And starting with that, that's plenty to keep up with. And you can grow from there.
Outstanding. So, Kristen, you have something that's going to help my audience get their arms around writing books a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I already briefly mentioned it. And that is my checklist bundle. I put together a bundle of 37 checklists for writing, publishing, and marketing. They're all divided up. They are listed in the members area pretty much in chronological order of what you would need when. And these bundles, I mean, there's so much that goes into them. There's everything from how to get your thoughts down on paper, how to organize your book, how to keep yourself on track when you start sidetracking and getting distracted, the step-by-step publishing process, how to price your book. Pricing formulas are on there for the two major printers, print-on-demand printers, CreateSpace and Ingram Spark, so that you can figure out you know, how much to charge for your book. And I mean, it really is basically a course in PDFs that you can download, print off, and put into a binder and check off with every book project you want to do. There's, of course, tons of bonuses. One of the bonuses is 6 more additional checklists, which I think it's 6. It makes 42 total is how many checklists are in it. And those are ones that may not fit everybody, but they're definitely really cool ones. One checklist you would really want to pay attention to is the main marketing plan checklist. It's one of the longest ones in there, and it takes you step by step through creating a marketing plan for your book, which is essential, as I already mentioned earlier. Another one of the bonuses is my Book Mastermind membership. I have a weekly call that I do with my Book Mastermind members, and I put 3 of those calls, 3 of the most popular calls, are in the members area as well. And one of them talks about like ideas, how to get ideas. The second one is about taking those ideas and actually making something of them. And then I also have one on money mindset, because if you don't have your mind in the right place with money, how money is concerned, then you are not going to make any more than what every human has a capacity of what we can handle. Mm-hmm. And you know, you grow with that capacity over time, hopefully. Some people don't. And so I figured that was important enough to include it. And of course there's a couple other things in there too. I'm going to the website right now just so I can remember everything that's in there. And one of the other bonuses that I'm just looking at just now is the Book Ninja Resources Guide. This is something that's online-based, so it's in your members area, and I'm constantly updating it with more resources, including articles on self-publishing and book printing, Library of Congress info, the Best Author Associations, and top book printers for on-demand and offset printing. If you want to do something that's not an on-demand printer and do some specialty printing, the best author tools are in there as well. And then Kindle and ebook publishing resources are also in there. So a lot of really cool resources that are in that members area ready for you.
That is a lot of stuff. It's amazing.
It is a lot of stuff. And yeah, when you get there, you might be surprised at the price.
So, Kristen, I mean, this has been fabulous. I mean, you've dropped a ton of really great knowledge bombs in a short period of time. If people want to follow you, get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
The best way would be Facebook. I hang out there. I used to joke around with people when they'd ask what I do. I say I play around on Facebook and make money, because that's pretty much my life. So Facebook for sure. You can go to facebook.com/thekristenjoy, T-H-E, Kristen Joy, and that's my personal profile, and follow me there. I do have a public profile. Pretty much everything I post is public. I don't really care. I figure if it's on the internet, then it's designed to be read by other people. If I don't want other people to hear it or see it, then I don't put it on the internet. That just kind of makes sense. So that's the best place. I also have a writing fan page there as well, that it's /writing fan. So just facebook.com/writing fan. Or you can also click below in the show notes to grab that Ninja Checklist Bundle, and you'll be added to my email list that way. And then you'll get all sorts of cool stuff.
Hey, Kristen, has been a blast. It's been just a lot of fun digging in on the book writing. I so appreciate you, your time, and you joining the show. So thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad I got an opportunity to talk to the head Baconator.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.